little sleep as well, so bear with me. So Kimiko is currently in preparation in track 2, and she will most likely start quarter to seven. Was it quarter past seven? Yeah, 7:15 anyway. Around that time, she will start with her show. So meanwhile, we just enjoy. I have the schedule for you tonight. Somewhere, I just written it down. And now I have no idea where the hell it is. No, I have no idea. Okay, so anyway, I'll do it by head. What are these kinks failing me? In 9:30, so 8:30, in track 2, there will be the closing ceremony by GMC. So 9:30. 9:30. Oh man, this lack of sleep is really getting me down right now. So 8:30, track 2, GMC closing ceremony, and from 9 in track 1, there will be the party at the end of the universe with Moldover, Aimbus and DJs, and Stitch himself also. There will be the Laser Heart by Greg Harris, I think. So yeah, basically you should all be there. Because it's gonna be epic, and after that, well, we'll just see what happens. There is nothing to be confirmed or declined yet. Everything is still open, and it could be that we'll be going into it late into the night. But as of yet, that is not yet confirmed. So it has to be seen what will happen. So it's really hard to just fill up a full 15 minutes with my voice, and I'm very hungry as well. So, so what I'm gonna do? I'll just leave you to track 2, and we'll just wait for Kimiko to start. For real, this is just the warm up she's doing to get the fingers on speed. So it will be silent pretty often. And I'll pick up the video stream. So I'll just play some music and pick up the video stream so I can actually see what they're doing, because now I only have audio. I know you guys only have audio on this stream, and if you want to see the video, you can go to tv.decaf.nl or omroup.nl, because that's a redirect. We've made it for you. And you can watch the video stream on there. I don't know if there's any video up yet. But audio is certainly coming in, so you have at least something. If you're not able to view the stream, you can still listen to Sunday FM, which is of course audio only, because we don't have a analog video station up yet, or at this event. Perhaps the next event we can also do some DVB, which we were supposed to do, but due to the lack of people that are actually being involved into that DVBT, we did not proceed with setting it up, because we already have so much work to do for radio and for the Media Cafe. That would be too much for us if we also had to do live television. So, okay, for now. I'll put on another track, because I need some time to actually load the video stream, which probably hopefully has a better audio quality, because the audio quality of the audio stream is not bad, but I hope the video stream is in HD and therefore also has a better sound. Let's see if it actually does something when I press this button. Hey, it works. Okay, so for now, listen to Crystal Method, Realizer, and I'll hook up the video stream, and then we should be good to go.
Here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Die DJ's
Audio?
I can confirm we don't have any video feed from track 2 yet. There is video feed from track 1, and I can see the guys building up for the show for tonight, for the party at the end of the universe. So, yeah, I just see a small part of the stage, so there's not really much telling on what's going on there. But I can see Dimitri, so and he has given a quite extensive talk about the lightning stuff here at... what was the show? Hacker Public Radio with Nido. Hacker Public Radio, and he's that will be also put online somewhere for Hacker Public Radio, so you can listen to his talk and let him explain how much shit he has been setting up and what kind of awesome cool stuff that he's preparing for tonight. Just a tip just a little hint. Epic much lasers and lights and sound and smoke and more stuff and flames. He's got a flamethrower. Not the kinds you would expect, like in Team Fortress to wipe out your enemies, but actually show fires fire for flamethrowers. However, is not sure that he can use them yet because of new fire regulations, etc. And the guys who rent out the tents have to approve that there's actually going to be a huge freaking flame balls coming out of those towers and not setting everything on fire. So yeah. So just wait. We'll have to wait and see what will be there. Let's just switch over back to track 2. Let's see what's happening at track 2. It still has an ohm sign. I do have audio. And it's... Yeah, I think this is sounding quite a little bit better, but... At least on my headphones it sounds okay. Bing, bing, bing. So, yeah, as you might have guessed, this is going to be a classical section on Ohm. And actually, Stitch will be performing some special classical stuff tonight as well. So yeah, after the noise coming from Ainbus DJs and all the other 8-bit crap, and Moldover will be there as well, the master in controller music, of course. Oh wait, I have my schedule. No, is this my schedule? Damn it. I'm losing everything out here. I got it. I found it. There we are. Okay, so... A30, T2, closing by GMC, T1, 9, the end of the universe party with Ainbus DJs, Moldover, Stitch, and the Laser Harp. So, be there. Still, we have no feed from video feed from track 2. Still a huge ohm sign on my screen. Beginning. Thank you. So she's still in preparation. And it looks like, yeah, this system I have is not coping with the HD stream, so I'll have to switch back to audio only. We are still waiting for Kimiko to start. So, it would be nice if we could hear anything, but it's still very, very silent, so let's keep on the background music. For those of you who think this sounds quite familiar, yes, it does. If you've ever been to a theme park in Tilburg, then you're probably right on the money. It's got birds and spring. It's got elves as well. We are still waiting on Kimiko. Meanwhile, my desk is having issues. Okay, this is strange. I don't know, for some strange reason, it won't do the thing I would like it to do. So, what the... I'm going to have to figure... Alright, okay, that's the button that was I pressed, probably pressed. No, there's still no audio from the track from the tent, so... we'll just have to wait a little more, I guess. So hopefully she will start soon. Meanwhile... I can play the track again, but I'll just find something else that's a little bit longer, and then we wait for her to start, and when she starts, we'll switch live to track 2. And while we're on topic of the theme park stuff, we'll just keep in that booth. Okay, that was the fairy tale version. That was not actually what I wanted to show you. Oh wait, this is one is very familiar as well. If you know the theme park, so I've just skipped the vocal part. Yeah, it's from the Efteling, of course. Wait, wait. What? Hello? Hello? Oh, ja, we wachten eigenlijk tot het ding begint, het concert van, oh, I have to do it in English. We're waiting for the concert of Komodo to start. So. I was hoping to play the Spokeslot track, because that's kind of like in the mood. Just hang on a second. When does this thing even start? Yeah, here we go. Bye bye, Josh. And leave some meat. And leave some meat for me, please. Thank you. Bye bye.
Audio. Nee, maar dan de audio komt eigenlijk als laatste pas aan. Nee, dat is mijn ervaring tot
nu toe. Hij kan het straks.
Als je het niet doet, dan heb je het team echt al weg. Het ook, ik kom pas 2 minuten voor. Ja, dan vergeten ze het wel. Ja.
Ja.
Maar de audio komt echt op het allerlaatste moment de audio aan.
Audio.
Voor deze testbeeld.
Oh, dat is wel fijn dat je.
Ja.
Van,
Wait, this is okay. Oh, idiot me. Yeah, I was having some trouble with my mixing desk, but now I know actually what's wrong. No, I'm not gonna say it on air. It's very embarrassing. So everything is still okay.
Dat ik je kop ervoor staat, is misschien makkelijker.
Ja. So it should be fixed now. Yeah, that's better. Okay, so we can actually hear some background noise on the stream of track 2, so let's listen to it. So I'll turn this a little bit down. Yeah. And Bruno left his phone here in again. And more phones in the tent, so there's no video yet. I can hear a lot of beeping. So someone has left the phones on, or something is going terribly wrong. Maybe the latter. Don't know. Okay. I'll send my reporter Andreas. Can you have a look in track 2 what's going on? I hear a lot of beep, 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 beep. Have a quick look, see what's... So we're sending out reporter Andreas to track 2 to see what the beeping is, because it's quite annoying. I have to listen in because... Still more beeping, 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 beeping. If you listen to it long enough, it has something melodious to it. Oh, I should have put a beat under it. You still listen to random radio, but yeah, without Stitch, without Diggy, and just me. And actually waiting for the concert. So yeah, and it's done. So now all that's with some beeping noise on your radio. It sounds like some kind of epic, crazy, stupid feedback thing, but probably no one knows how to solve it. Wee wee. Okay, Andreas is back. Andreas, can you give us an update on what the hell is happening in track 2? Put on a microphone.
There's
yeah.
Nothing going on in track 2.
Where's the beeping coming from?
From inside. I think some lifting device is complaining that something is too heavy.
Oh,
that's what it sounds like. And there's a program change. Everything starts at 7:30.
7:30. Okay, so that's in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Meanwhile, okay. And that the beeping noise. Yeah, that was probably not coming from the track. It was probably coming from my computer, which actually died on me just now. So that's pretty hard.
Build a backup plan.
Dect is probably not gonna work because
we got ourselves some Apple devices with a large battery.
Oh, you mean for the playing the stream?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can get your Apple thingy device and have at least some kind of backup, because it's done this before. It just gives blue screens. I mean, it is a Windows box, and yes, I know it's not the best thing in the world, but it actually does work for playout purposes, but. Since the brownouts 2 days ago, it seems a little more unstable. But okay, so Andreas is actually plugging in his iPad thing and grabbing a cable. It's probably to the left one. There are two on the left. Yeah, that's the one. So while this machine is rebooting, Phone. Okay. Well, actually, it's quite messy around now, but... Okay, this one is starting, that one's booting, and meanwhile, we'll just sing a song. Sing a song. Make it simple. Yeah, I'm gonna call someone because this is taking too long. Random Ringtone Radio. Coming to you live. The problem is we can't send out silence on air, so I just have to do something. Tent track 2, yes, thank you very much. Track 2, and is it... Okay, so it is doing something?
Yeah.
Your laptop 2? Yeah, I can hear the noise in the background, so that should be okay. Yeah, just keep it running. Say HD? Oh, right, okay, because you can't hook up a network cable, of course, an iPad. Yeah, well, you can try it, but that will probably won't work. Okay. So, I don't know what the quality of the... audio quality?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they kept the audio quality... I think they kept them the same for the HD and SD video version because the of course, you know, I mean, audio is not a big issue anymore for now for bandwidth and for these devices. I mean, they can handle them pretty well. Video indeed is another thing. I mean, I noticed that even on the playout machine, which is a dual core. It's not the best machine in the world, but it was generating a lot of CPU and for a quote-unquote regular HD stream. I thought it was pretty high, so I was actually amazed that it was going over 80-90% of CPU load. So so I can imagine that an iPad also would have some troubles with the HD quality, especially if it's on Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi here hasn't been all too stable, as we noticed. And again, it's working now, and I don't know if you heard the news this morning, but someone has actually cut physically and abusively cut the uplink to Ohm. What exactly is I don't know yet, but someone has cut the fiber cable, and in the middle of the night, the Nog guys have been actually going out to the field, locating the problem, and actually been resplicing, reattaching all those fiber cables. Thank you very much for fucking up my CDs. Someone dropped my CD in the back. So, yeah, okay, that's another €20. Thank you very much. I mean, I buy all my stuff. I mean, I don't go download it. I don't go pirate. I just download everything. So everything is very expensive for me on physical media. Blah blah blah. Yeah, up yours, Tim Kuyk. Still no word yet from or anything from the track. Let's have a listen. No, actually, it went completely silent now. So. It's usually a good sign. I can actually hear, not on the audio stream, but actually from the physical location we're in, because of course we're next to track 2. I hear a lot of rumbling and noise going on, so I doubt it has started yet. Meanwhile, I'll try to get this machine back up and running. So I'll have my reporter send out again. Let's see if we can. Meanwhile, we have a guest. Could you please sit down? Can you start talking something so I can restart the audio stuff on my PC, because it just crashed on me.
Okay.
It just failed, and that's pretty hard. Andreas, can you sit down as well?
Perhaps? I have an announcement to make anyway. So
okay.
While that's happening, the reboot is happening. I thought I'd tell everybody about this massive concert in track 2, starts at 7:30. It's with Kamicho. She's a Japanese, one of those wunderkinder. She's awesome at the piano. There's a huge grand piano and really good audio. She's just on her warm-up. During the warm-up, the acoustics of the tent were absolutely fantastic. They're trying to connect lights to the mixer. so that when she plays, the lasers and the lighting will be going with it, hopefully. That's an attempt, of course. We spent a lot of effort getting this ready, and we really hope you can come and see Kamicho at Track 2 at 7:30, because, yeah, it's going to be an awesome performance.
You're saying a wonder child? I mean, how old is she?
She's now, I don't know entirely how what age she is, but she's...
In the ballpark somewhere.
20, 22, something like that.
Okay.
She will be playing Bach and Chopin.
On 22?
Yeah.
The tent is still closed.
Yeah?
So you can't go in yet. There's all people wandering about around the tent.
You can't go in?
You can't go in yet.
Okay, so they're setting up and...
They're still setting up, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so
it's a famous program change. It was 7 o'clock schedule, but
yeah,
now
it's
7:30.
But it's 7:30 is still past, so I guess it's even later. Okay, this is an interesting concept, because usually when tracks are happening, everything is... the guests just arrive and just sit down, and the talk is starting, and everything is being set up, etc. But in this case, actually, they've decided to close the tent, so Kamicho can warm up and complete.
That's right.
In her own focus, in her own world, and then just basically give us an awesome show.
Yeah, some of the people have been listening to her warming up. I mean, they've just been sitting outside the tent and relaxing.
We had some audio feed as well, so we did actually hear some warm up pieces playing, and that sounded
awesome.
Pretty good as well. But. Yeah, we are waiting for her to start.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to go because I see someone's trying to call me.
Okay.
It was great talking to you, and I really hope you come and make the show, 7:30, Track 2.
Yeah, if you don't make it, you can still listen here on Omroep, of course. We'll be broadcasting it live for as long as our schedule allows us to, and every minute she starts later, of course, will be up. Yeah, last part we can broadcast to you. So hopefully,
I think the tent has opened.
Okay, this I just got word that the tent is opened. I was already explaining this concept that instead of you just walking in and the talk being in preparation, that Kamicho has actually done the preparation work in a closed tent, so she was not to be disturbed. So you could just warm up in silence is not actually the right word, but focus on getting her hands quick enough and just warming up. And meanwhile, we are waiting for the video stream, but it should not be a bandwidth issue. I mean, we have a 10 gig uplink to NICHEV, where all the streaming servers are, and NICHEV itself has 20 gigabit. Of a link to the rest of the world in, I think, 4 or 5 racks or clusters on servers. So basically, that should not be an issue, but I hope Rehash is actually doing their thing. It's a minute behind, okay. So, meanwhile, Andreas, can you... Okay, so I guess everyone is taking a seat, so I'll take a few minutes for everyone to be seated and to be silent, and of course then she will be announced, and she'll probably begin. That's I think what I will happen. I'm not sure, because of course I have nothing from the programmers or from the heralds to go by, but that's I think what will happen for now, because this one is not working yet. Let's have a look. We can do a song, but we can also check if there's anything. No, not yet. Is it playing? I don't know. I don't know these iPad devices. So let's just click back and then press 2 SD quality. Yeah, okay. And now what do? I have a play thing, and it's giving me a error with a cross in there. So SD. Okay, this is not really what I was hoping to see. 404 not found. Okay, so just might be that the stream is broken. Oh my god, what the back. Perhaps audio. Can I play audio files? So I think There is no audio yet, and there's nothing being streamed yet, but can't confirm it. Let's have a look to track one. Is it doing anything? Can I play audio file? Oh, perhaps the Wi-Fi is down again. Okay. On the table with me is on microphone number 9.
Yes, hello. This is Lisser.
Hello.
Lisser. Paul, a.k.a. Stumper.
Hi. Could you please fill up some precious minutes of me so I can actually load up the stream on the PC? And perhaps you can give a little chat about your show for the night?
Well, of course. First of all, I'll have everyone know that everything is going absolutely fine and there's nothing wrong at all. We'll have the stream come up in a few minutes and everything will be just fine. So, meanwhile, I've been preparing a show for you tonight and
yes,
I have been drinking enough today, so my voice is a bit cracky, but anyway, so it will be with chiptunes and 8-bit stuff. I hope you'll enjoy it. That'll be at 11 o'clock, I think. Is that right, Syke?
Yeah, I think so. After the Righteous Ranting by Walter.
Right. So, it is going to be awesome. Please tune in. it'll last until past 12. We're going to just Twitch to nonstop. So it won't be as presented, and just streaming non-stop chiptune music. Hopefully it'll last all night, but can't tell for sure.
Oh, my food is something.
A goodie has arrived in the studio.
Suddenly a wild prodigy appeared. And he has some food for me, so let's just unwrap it, and I can see it's already that's hopefully not all, is it, right? Oh, there's more, okay, but I'm actually being fed, right, across now.
I always hate people.
So as Syke is kind of pushing some chicken into his face. I'm sure the stream will come up shortly by itself and everything will be just fine.
That's what we're hoping for.
So,
let's switch back to the stream.
Yeah. The most awesome stream ever that's always working and this just doesn't ever break down.
And everything is recorded from day one.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been recording things from before day one, even.
Yeah, of course. Not.
Well, yeah, that's what we do, you know. It's just, yeah, we're awesome like that. So anyway, moving on. Any ideas about what the closing ceremony would be about? What things could be done or shown or said or whatever?
Well, the closing ceremony by GMC is in track 2 at 8:30. Track 2. At 8:30, not track 1, but track 2 at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And at track 1 at 9, there will be the ending party. So,
what time again?
At 9.
At 9 o'clock. That is in our local time zone, right?
Our local time zone, yes.
Right,
of course.
So that's like 7 UTC.
Dude, I have no freaking idea. I have no realization of time and date and space anymore.
Right, so we're on planet Earth, I guess, by all common accounts, we believe to be on a planet called Earth, orbiting the giant fireball called the Sun.
Yeah.
And
actually,
yeah.
Sorry, I just keep talking.
So, pushing chicken into your face and try to talk at the same time is not a good idea.
No, but it's I must say my compliments to the chef.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably Antares.
Right.
It's who? Has Super made this? Oh, actually, that isn't bad.
So
I've expected less, but okay. So. Andreas, can you just have a look, because it's like doing...
Yes. Right, the actual iPad guru has arrived in the studio.
That means that they will start in a few minutes.
Okay.
He's going all techno mumble jumble right now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So we're fucked.
I just wanted to work. I just refresh. Okay, so when the you have Wi-Fi, it's that's yeah, oh yeah, it looks okay. Yeah, I also don't have the actual stream yet, but I tried track one on your iPad and it also gave me a stream, which I do have on my system. So,
wait, sorry, we can use VLC now.
Oh, I can what?
We can switch over to VLC.
Yeah, I'm using VLC.
Okay, that's cool.
And that doesn't work.
Okay, well, that's new.
No, there's no stream yet. Normal behavior.
Okay. But this is just business
this
as usual in the studio. I mean,
before an event.
Like, who the hell would ever want to listen to music over some guys trying to have a iPad or VLC running somewhere and streaming from the tent besides us, which actually is kind of interesting because apparently they wired the other tent through the studio and we're not allowed to have some sort of analog signal being split to our mixing board. So that's kind of interesting.
Sorry, what did you say?
Well, we've been streaming like a tent which is right beside our tent.
Yeah.
Which is actually they hooked on some wires through the roof of our studio tent, and yet we have to stream their audio over the internet to get it into their mixing board.
Yeah.
So that is an interesting.
It's all digital, of course, and for audio you need an analog or an AD converter, etc. So that was very hard, and we were like, okay, we have enough bandwidth anyway. But I assure you, for next event, things will be different.
Well, yeah, things are.
And things will be communicated a little better, and people won't be sucking so hard and failing, etc. And telling us after 2 days, oh, wait, I'm sorry, we don't have to record for the first 2 days. What the fuck?
So just have it known to
I'm
our.
I'm going into the tent, guys.
Okay, yeah? It's cool. Yeah, bye bye.
Right, so just to be perfectly clear about this, this isn't the same thing we say at every event. It's really not. I mean, like.
Problem is, you're dealing with multiple people, multiple organizations, and to have them all in line. It's very, very hard, especially when there's so little people that actually are able to manage everything and also trying to make contact at the same time. I mean, Brenner is really running around and getting everything managed. And he also has a show himself and multiple shows, which he likes to do. But that takes away time from creating or getting or a proper content because, I mean, if I look into... Okay, now I'm ranting mode. If I look into the previous events... The
communication was clearly not a problem in the last event.
No, well, the content on the shows and actually the filming on the shows was much, much better. I mean, we've had so much time, airtime, and literally half of it was wasted, quote-unquote, with music. And
right.
I mean not the CC music and not... Not a special music, but just general common commercial radio station crap. And I find it really, really sad that we're able to fill all those slots on time with proper content. And so much music was played while there could have been a voice for the community to speak out. And that is that I blame several people, including myself, but for that. And we definitely have to make some changes with that because I really want it doesn't have to be early, but I really want the show had to have content that actually is helpful and is helpful for people to hear stuff that they would know where they should go, the schedules, talks with speakers, afterwards, previews, reviews, telling about workshops. I mean, that's what this kind of radio station can do for this event and for the world to let them know what is going on here. I mean, not to be just another radio station where you just can plug in and listen to the latest top 40 hit stream. I mean, you can get that everywhere.
The hit chart, you mean?
Yeah, the hit chart. So I think that was a little bit wasted space, and I mean
And especially for the young people, it could like kickstart a new career, new sort of eye opener for people to see like how do these things work, and hey, this thing is pretty cool, it could really give you that edge that push that people would need to kind of get into it.
Yeah, because we have an amazing setup. I mean, we have 12 microphones set up. We have two huge mixing desks, several audio plugins, and recording and broadcasting. We have an FM. We have decked. Everything is hooked up, and it all works for a change. I mean, we've had some events where things would not work properly, or power would fall down every freaking two hours, and things have actually been relatively stable for our camp. I mean, we had some power issues yesterday or sometime, but for the general part, the technical side was working pretty well. So, and the failure was in the lack of content and the lack of speakers that were able to come here and do shows, and that was really I found it a shame.
So if you're listening to your radio and you're like hey, what the fuck, what are these guys talking about, sorry, so actually Psych is kind of addressing all of you, which is probably none of you.
I'm going to interrupt you because we have audio from track 2. So, just listen to track 2.
Okay.
Oh. Wait, it's down again. Well, yeah, okay.
No, that can't happen. That's impossible, right? That's impossible!
No, it's not impossible, but it is actually... Okay, so I have a backstream here. It's not giving
audio. I hear something.
Is it giving audio?
Yeah, it's giving audio, but it's like really, really, really. I don't think.
Oh,
people
yeah, okay,
can hear
I
it.
Can turn it up. I can turn it up. Wait, why am I hearing this so softly? Wait. Yeah, there we are. That one fills as well. Oh, come on, guys. You cannot be serious about this.
So I guess you could say buffering?
No, it's not buffering. It's just disconnecting because the stream is just failing.
Right. So whoever is messing with the Wi-Fi, please...
It's not the Wi-Fi. It's just the stream itself is failing.
Stream itself? Okay.
Yeah.
Issues with Wi-Fi. Though. Just using Wi-Fi at all would cause a lot of issues. Like people would strip your SSL... People would force you to disassociate, all sorts of problems. So people like to
you're on a hacker camp. Get used to it. Use freaking cables.
I mean, well, I use the cables right now, but still, I mean, it's just kind of sort of messing around. We know it's possible. We get it. You have like LibLorcon and all that sort of
crap. There's no input, so the general stream is just not working.
Wow. So I guess that's not a half hour of utterly useless ranting and other talks, if you can call it talks, because it's more like I'm trying to.
Okay.
So yeah, something is happening?
No, it's not working. So let's continue with the ranting. I always said that it was. I found it very, very.
I was just about to say that. It kind of sounded like you were kind of critical of our audience, not participating enough. So people would like listen to the radio and go like, oh yeah, well fuck you, because you know.
Like I said, there are multiple parts to the story, and one of these parts is indeed that. And I won't be. I can't fall off too much people, but it's not actually falling off. But it's that some people have taken too much, way too much on their hands to also create content and be managing as well. And we've also been That's another thing. We've also been busy with fixing and managing stuff that other people have where other people have failed. I mean, we've been running around and trying to get support for the for the video team, so things could stay up and running. And it's just that this kind of event with 5 or 6 tracks. I'm just listening to the audio in the tent.
Right.
5 or 6 tracks is just way too much for those few people that are actually in operation right now for the video streams. I mean, there are like I think there are three or four core people that actually know how this setup is done. And the rest are just badgers. I mean, not to disqualify badgers, because I think they're doing an awesome job, and it's actually vital that the people are signing up volunteering.
Yeah,
absolutely. But also, it would be really helpful if some parts of it could have been better prepared. The badgers could have been prepared how the stuff works. Perhaps giving a workshop. And I'm all for simplicity. That's also what I did here. It's just simple and. It works. Right. I can hear the piano from the from the tent, but I'm sorry to report that there is no video or audio yet. So let's have a try on this link. Is it doing anything?
It's totally unexpected.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's playing. It's playing. The silence. No. It's.
Oh, that was beautiful.
No, it's just not budging. I have to play. Okay. No, this is not working. Okay.
I heard something though. Just keep it playing in the background, because I mean, people are constantly. If anyone is tuned in, which I highly doubt, if anyone would like to prove it, you can always dial 6006.
No, not anymore, because I had to kill the application because it was interfering with the with the playout.
Okay, so do not by any means call.
So no, you won't get anything on there. But the stream is down again.
Okay, so that the stream to track 2, where piano is playing the most beautiful music. Well, actually, a Japanese woman is playing a piece from Bach. Right, and the entire recording is a Creative Commons license. The sheet music is Creative Commons licensed, and she's kind of intentionally famous, right? I mean, Psych is not in the mic right now, so he'll have something to do with me. But
this is utter. Sorry. Okay. Major rant. This is utter bullshit. We have several days.
Do we have a bleeper?
Oh, if you want to bleep it, you can just put one bleep for now. Because we have several days where we've been into the event, and after a few days, I've heard that there were no recordings of the tracks. None. Well, actually, one recording. There was the one with Julian Assange, which was being recorded. The rest is not recorded.
Well, that's not what I heard from Raphael, because apparently he had some stream dump computers running. Some of them were running here on the side, and others were running actually somewhere remote. So
as of when?
I know that's what I heard from him.
That when like when did you hear that?
Like we have this audio lock going on, and he has some sort of stream dump box going on. But
well,
the problem with that was that he needed the hard drives to be rotated, and I don't know if that. If that cycle has been implemented correctly.
So okay, but for now, the last thing I know is that the first 2 days
are gone.
The tracks are gone.
Oh, are you serious? Serial?
That's what he told me. Oh. That's what Rehash told me. And
because we
I found that on other not even a shame. It's I'm sorry, I have no words for this kind of double, triple, quadruple face palm fail, because... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I just had to let it out of my system.
Well, yeah,
okay. It's back for sure.
Klopt dat? De anonymistische show van Oké? Klopt dat? Oké. Ja, goed. 12 minuten, dus zet die spullen klaar en dan komt. Heb je laptop nodig? Oké, is prima, maar dan zet ik.
I already told you that we were still bound to our schedule, and the next show has already arrived. So that will be all from the track of the stream for Kimoko Ishizaka. She's still playing, so if you want to listen more, go to the track 2. You can see her actually in doing. Besides me, I have two guests. Do you have a microphone? No, let me get you one.
Very quickly. Hang in.